Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When's the last time it's been just us, Chris?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
I can't calculate it this quickly.
Me neither. I was driving here thinking it's been so long since it's just been you and I together. Mm-hmm. Dustin has a family thing he's over at, and Stacey Moody, I don't know, she just didn't feel like coming in today.
She's like, she texts us like at 5:00. She's like, yeah, I'm not coming in today. I'm like, oh, all right.
A diva is a female version of a hustler.
Yeah, I've got Pepsi this morning instead of water.
Why?
Because I'm a little tired.
Oh, yeah. We stayed out last night.
A little later than I expected to, but it was worth it. It was fun. It was enjoyable. I loved it.
It was. Yeah. X Nations, we saw them at Record Bar yesterday, and just such a good vibe, that show.
Their drum beat, whatever. Taylor, wow. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Amazing.
She was talking about how at least once a tour, she dislocates her wrist.
Oh.
That's why she mentioned when we were doing the interview about going back to her chiropractor.
Okay.
Chiropractor. Accent was weird on that sentence, but whatever, on that word. But man, now after I saw how she drummed yesterday,
right?
I totally get it.
Holy moly, if you I dislocate my wrist like once a tour, it's like, hey, you're badass.
For real.
Right?
And I remember this point, she was keeping time, but you couldn't hear anything. And she was just like, you know, slapping the stick down, down, mm-hmm. down, down. And I was like, that's not on her leg, is it? Because I've played the drums and that's what you do.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's surely how hard she's hitting that drumstick to something, which we can't see. It's got to be like the rim of the drum or something like that. And then I went in and I was like, what are the tops of your legs look like? And she's like, oh, they're bruised. That's why I wear jeans.
Black and blue.
But it was such a good vibe. Like the people there, mm-hmm. the Buzz family that came out for the show, the bands that played before.
Keaton Conrad.
Yeah.
I dig in that vibe.
Me too.
Ooh. I'm going to have to look them up some more. I like them a lot.
We were sitting with someone who goes, and this is the truth. And they said that you've never seen four people that didn't look like they belonged together in
completely.
A band.
Completely. Like nothing demographically or physically, not anything alike.
Right. The drummer looked like he was in a metal band.
Yeah, Jason Momoa-esque.
Yeah, definitely. That was a man right there. That was a man playing the drums. That was a man playing the drums. And then the bass player reminded me of somebody that would play in Rage Against the Machine.
Yep, totally.
Kind of had that Rage vibe. The lead singer, Keaton Conrad.
Dimitri Martin?
Yeah!
Mm-hmm.
What could sing?
Right?
What could sing?
Yeah.
And then the guitar player.
Was it Mark or Mike?
I don't remember, but he was an older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the first thing that you see when you see Keaton Conrad. At least that's what I
noticed.
Yeah,
you're like, this doesn't exactly fit, but wow.
Right.
Wow.
And the best part was, musically, they did fit.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't matter what they looked like.
Yeah.
And I remember leaning over to the person that was sitting at the table with us, and I was like, you know, they may not look like they belong together, but they sound like they do,
mm-hmm.
and that's more than a lot of bands that do look like they belong together.
And they each look like they were comfortable and having a good time.
Yeah. That guitar player, man,
great.
He shreds.
Oh! That caught my attention.
When he ran the pick up the guitar. Oh, so
that
good.
Was beautiful.
So good. And Keaton Conrad had this nice, to me, the very last song that they did, and I'm going to pull that at some point, and we're going to play it. That reminded me of alternative music. That reminded me of like what it was like in the 90s, which you don't hear new versions of anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We have the 90s at 9, but I don't know a lot of bands that are going back to that time period, and that's what we're based off of. So to be able to hear new versions of things that the sound belongs, you know, back then,
mm-hmm.
time-wise, was awesome.
Yeah, I may name my child Keaton Conrad.
I wonder how he feels about that.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Has it hit you yet that in 10 weeks...
Oh my goodness, that's like a little over 2 months away.
That's it, man. That's it. You're going to have a baby.
It's slowly hitting me because 10 weeks doesn't seem like a long time, and it's going to go by even quicker.
Sure. Absolutely. It. Woo! 10 weeks, and then your life changes forever.
Yeah. There's a whole nother life and soul that I'm not only responsible for, but that's living with us, and now I've got to have this extra expense added.
Really? Really? I would say responsibility, yes. But expense, that does sound like...
It's going to be... I mean, now I've got to get the whole... Because I can go without health insurance. I'm going to go through it. But now I've got a baby.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like you go to the hospital a lot more.
Of course.
So, going to have to get insurance and a whole nother bill. I keep going on expenses, but at least we're not having triplets.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine
or
that?
Or even twins. God, what a surprise. Hey, guess what? There's two in there.
Right?
My God.
Hats off.
So how much, since you found out that you guys were expecting, how much has your life changed between then and now?
The biggest thing I'm noticing is my wife trying to get the house ready because she's nesting hardcore, like hardcore. Mm-hmm. And our biggest task or project right now is the bedroom. So we can get that all done. I just painted the ceiling, and we painted the bathroom thing, and now we're going to put trim and some crown molding up. That's
going to be beautiful.
Oh, I can't wait.
When you guys can still go out.
Yeah.
We can still go to the movies. I can call you up and be like, yeah, let's go do this.
Yeah, I think we're going actually like river tubing the first week in August. So that should be fun.
Can you do that?
I don't know. Well, I mean, she's still going to be 6-7 weeks away, and I've seen women do far more things way closer to their due date. So sitting on a tube in a river would be fine.
Yeah, that's true. That seems pretty relaxing.
Yeah.
It does. And when I used to swim all the time, there would always be pregnant women in the pool, just kind of like feeling weightless for a minute, which is nice.
Feel weightless.
So, but that is going to change, man.
I know.
In 10 weeks.
I can't just go home and take a nap and watch Parks and Rec and just enjoy my day and go for a bike ride. And
no, you're going to have to start nursing your baby.
Right.
Please don't nurse your baby. You. I mean you.
Oh, myself. Yes.
Yes. Please don't nurse your baby.
No, I have no plans, but I did see one of those chests that I can buy that is like breasts. I can put milk in so I actually can nurse. So, it's...
You know, what? Really?
That's a thing now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Right? I mean, it is. At first, I was like, oh, that's... But then the more I thought about it, I'm like, that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah. Right? Wow. Have you run across any other weird products?
Ooh, not yet.
Okay.
I mean, there's the health-wise for the women. That's a whole nother arena that we're dealing with. That's like, oh my goodness, the woman's body is holy moly. Mm-hmm. That's an incredible, beautiful machine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jeez. Wow. 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
10 weeks away. Mm-hmm. And you guys are waiting to find out the gender until
we don't know.
The moment.
We've only met like one other couple currently that didn't find out. So that's... It's exciting. It just drags on all long a little more because we're going to be with this child, human, in theory, the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just the moments where we get that little excitement of who knows. So there's the names back and forth and everything.
Without telling us, really, what's your do you have a feeling? Do you and your wife have a feeling?
It goes back and forth.
Really? Okay.
Because we both have had dreams about it, and it's always female.
Okay.
But there's instances where I get that I feel like it's going to be a boy this time.
Mm.
And just because we've had a plethora of females in our lineage on both sides, I feel like it's just bound to happen for a male to come through.
Hmm.
But it doesn't matter either way. I've got so many excited things for a boy and a girl. Like, well, if I get a boy, I want another one so I can have a girl. So.
Right. Oh, you're gonna be the best. I'm so excited to meet the baby.
I'm stoked.
When they come in. 10 weeks! 10 weeks!
It's hitting me.
Is it finally?
Yeah, it's like, it's coming in, and this isn't like I'm getting a new car.
No!
Or I'm moving.
No!
Or I'm meeting even Alex's parents kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new child into my life.
This is something that you have to protect like no other anything.
Right?
Like more than your car, like more than your house, like more than your cat, like more than your wife. Oh, man. The responsibility. Oh, man.
But like everyone goes through it.
Right.
Every one of us was born, clearly.
I was an Immaculate Conception.
Of course. I mean, you're the one exception on this planet.
Besides Jesus, yes, of course.
Yes. And but so I don't want to, everyone look at me, I'm having a baby, because everyone has a baby. Mm-hmm. Not everyone. But it's common, but it's so weird now that it's happening to me.
It's got to be crazy to feel, too.
It is.
You know, for her to, like, have...
From the first moment when she got hardcore morning sickness back in January, mm-hmm. for like about 4 or 5 weeks, we're talking she couldn't even keep down water. She would look the wrong way and she'd throw up 3-4 times a day. It was horrible. But now she's had a great pregnancy and 10 weeks away.
Have people been giving you crazy advice or telling you things that you didn't know?
I've coming just from like the funeral thing and doing a lot of medical classes.
Thank you for connecting
college,
those. Yeah.
In college, I know a lot of the anatomy, and I've taken plenty of classes for like the knowledge that I know, so nothing that is new.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the fact that I will physically have a life depending on me.
It's so interesting. Your body language is changing a little bit.
Is it?
You know, like your hands are nervously just kind of like you're playing with your hands.
I'm not a fan of babies.
Fresh babies. Like produce.
Like produce. You get the ones that are fresh from the market.
Oh my God.
But it's... Because I've always just got... Babies are their thing. Women like babies. They love babies. And I've never...
That's not stereotyping at all. That's not at all.
I've never felt the desire to hold another baby, mm-hmm. or someone else's baby. I just don't get that connection.
Mm-hmm.
But... And I'm sure I will with mine. But like it's...
Wow.
This is my responsibility for good.
Yeah.
Not for the weekend.
Right. No. No. Mm. Damn. Yeah. I'm going to pick into your brain as we get closer, because 10 weeks away from you having your first baby. That's wild.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Jordan.
Yeah.
So I see in the text line here.
Okay. Which I stay away from because... Yeah, I can't. It hurts sometimes.
It can be bad. But we get a text that said, gender is fake anyways. What do they mean by that?
That's in response to you talking about the fact that you and your wife are waiting to find out the gender of your baby.
Yes.
When they are born.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I kind of love about our narrative, kind of, is that... I feel like I'm exposing you to a lot of new things for you just to be able to sit back and think for a second or two about how you feel about things. So the question was one more time.
Gender is fake anyways. What does that mean?
I think that the person that texted that may possibly be referring to the disassociation of how you feel on the inside versus the body you were born into.
Mm-hmm.
If that does that make any sense?
Okay, so if like you were born with male parts, that's not your gender.
That's your
biological.
Biological. Bio is the word. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Bio. Yep.
And then so are they talking about, I'm confused about what part they say is fake.
It's the disconnection between how you feel and who you are, if that makes any sense. And
does that mean like the societal roles of the gender?
I don't think that's what they're saying. I think that what they're saying is the inner conflict. I think, you know, having many friends that are transgender, that's what it is, a disassociation between the shell that you were born into and how you feel on the inside. I mean, like, we can at least all agree that, you know, there are so many things that go on every day. So many things that need to go right.
For sure.
Just so you can live every day. You know, there's serotonin in your brain. There's all these things that, you know, shoot out and send out these different feelings. I think that this is a really hard thing to understand if you haven't ever had conflicting feelings on the inside about some kind of misalignment of yourself versus who you are. Does that make sense?
I can totally understand that.
Yeah, that's what I understand, and at least that's what I think when they mean that gender isn't real. It's not a societal thing at all, and I think that's where people go first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I would just personally like for people to know that, like, it's not... It's just people just want respect, and that's it. Not sympathy, just respect and acknowledgement that there are these conflicting feelings on the inside that just don't go with the outside. You know, mm-hmm. Have you ever had any feelings like that? And again, I'm not saying about your gender or anything.
Yeah, no,
but like,
there's growing up to where I did. There's been many times where I did not go with the small. I grew up in a very small town mm-hmm. and was not one of the normal kids there. So constantly felt excluded, discriminated against, but not a part of what was considered normal for the whole my peer group.
So picture the excluded part and what you felt like there. And as far as in this situation mm-hmm. with being transgender, that's how you feel with your own body. That's why, and it's so sad.
Man.
That's why the suicide rate is in the 40% mm-hmm. for transgender youth. 40%. Usually it's like 5%. 40. Because of the misalignment and the fact that, you know, besides the fact that you're having all these conflicted feelings on the inside about how things aren't, how it just doesn't feel real. Then you throw on the societal thing where, you know, you don't know how your family's going to take it
mm-hmm.
and if they're going to accept it or not. I mean, the pressure. Oh, my God.
I can't imagine having everything that you feel like you are on the inside being told in every which way by the outside that is wrong. That breaks my heart.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, I'm a very logical person.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I've gone through all the checklist of things that, that people can feel and just that there really is a huge disconnection between how you can feel and who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, like we all go through it. We're the Buzz family. We are the reason that we all get along so well is because we were all kind of were the cast outs at some point in our lives,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we're just kind of looking for that sense of belonging. Yesterday when we went to the X Nations show, there were a couple people that came up to us and just were like, thank you. Thank you. Cause I feel like I belong somewhere finally.
Yeah.
And that's all I've ever wanted for this
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely. That's incredible.
And that's all I ever want for, people. And again, I can't speak on behalf of this because I have actually gone through and been like, could that be what's going on with me? Could mm-hmm. I possibly be transgender? But when I did and talked to my therapist, of course, that's always somebody really important to talk to about these feelings that you're having. I didn't meet the checklist. I'm just kind of like, you know, mm-hmm. little butchy. I'm a little butchy. That's it. But
okay. So are they what they saying is we wouldn't necessarily have a gender reveal party. We would have a biological sex reveal.
Yes. And that's where the terms then start to get, that's where people kind of get annoyed. I feel like mm-hmm. that aren't in the scene or those that like have never had these conflicting feelings on the inside. So they're like, this is just a bunch of labeling that people feel like they need to do.
Cause what about, the people that have said that since it is such an internal conflict that I don't know what the medical terminology or definition of the mental illness, but does it fall under that or is it being excluded from that?
No. And that's the thing with society. There was a time period where that was considered a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably wasn't that long ago, too. It may have possibly been in my lifetime because that's what being gay was, too,
mm-hmm.
considered back in the day, a mental illness.
I think we're all suffering from mental illness in some form, every single one of us.
Oh, absolutely.
So the fact
ADD,
that anything that somebody's mentally normal, show me someone that's mentally normal. I haven't met one yet.
No, completely agreed. Completely agreed. Yeah, we all have our story. We all have our fights, our plights,
mm-hmm.
and things. But yeah, there's just to me, it feels like this stigma around it where people are. I feel like honestly, people are really are interested in knowing more. They just don't know how to ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or they don't have people that they could ask about it.
Yeah,
because really, all in all, we're all just trying to be good people. That's it. You know, and as long as we're doing that, then we're good. But yeah.
People are scared of what they don't know. They're intimidated by what they don't know. And we just need to extend, I believe, our grace and love to get that all united.
Right. I see, I'm not one for generalizations.
Mm-hmm.
I that always that's kind of where I'd never want the show to go, which is why any conversation we've had, we've kept it at like a level. But people are just, they're going through their thing. They're going through their experiences. And I don't know, we're all on this earth together.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we got deep at 6:40 in the morning.
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
We just found out that, this is amazing, that transgenderism was taken out of the mental illness book this year.
This year.
Thank God.
Yes.
It's not, oh man. But, you know, anytime anything seems new, it goes through a logical way of trying to understand it. And then after that, you know, it becomes real. So thankfully, there are many members of the transgender community here everywhere across the world that stand up against the way that society views them at the moment. That's why, you know, to me, that's also why, I know we're getting real deep here. That's why it's so important for there to be other letters after LGBTQ, you know, because the reason I feel like we're adding on to that is just to make something, you know, when you say something, it becomes real, you know, and when you say it out loud, it finally does. Like, I don't know if you've ever had feelings for someone and you're just like, all right, these are inside. Then you say like, I like so-and-so. Out loud, it becomes real.
So it's to give each one their own specific representation and not just grouping them into this.
Yes, as we make our way down that list, you know, it's been like a battle for each one of the letters in the LGBTQIA+.
Did it start off it as LGBT? Was that the original or was it LG? What?
I wish I knew the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that, and I don't want to give misinformation, so we'll look that up. And
do you know what the population of that is in the what percentage?
Here's the thing, and this is my theory. I don't...
Because the latest numbers that I read, which I can't source right now, is like somewhere in like 3 and 4%.
So... I took statistics for my last job, and the very first thing that I learned when I took statistics was that statistics are crap.
Yeah, completely. They're 100%.
Crap. Right, exactly. Even that. Even that is total crap. Because for the simple fact that, you know, when you read those stories that are like 9 out of 10 Americans check their phone before they go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It might feel that way, but were you asked?
Right.
Were you asked? Okay.
No.
Then how can you say 9 out of 10 Americans?
Yeah.
If you didn't ask me, you didn't ask anybody that I know. So for things that can be measured, empirical things.
Yes.
I think that stats make more sense than ones that are based off of feelings. I think it's like illogical. Apple like, and oranges.
How many M&Ms are in this bag?
Right.
Something that can be subjectively defined.
Exactly. You can count the M&Ms. You know how many are in this bag. You could do an average. You know, of out of 10, this is how, you, well, school, learning. But when it comes to feelings, there's no way to quantify it or them or any of these feelings that you have. So that's why I don't like stats. But when they're scary, like the high percentage of, and, you know, I've seen it in real life, members of the trans community that, you know, attempt suicide, then, you know, those... When it gets up there to like 50%, it's at least something worth noting.
Oh, for sure.
To add to why things are the way that they are. Man, Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know if it is reading, this is from 2011 and they're saying like 1.7, which observing back on my life, more than 1.7 of my friends were this way. And stats, I can't. I think there's more of...
It's interesting that you say this way. Is it because you're afraid to label it? I mean, but the fact that we are not just sitting at breakfast and having this conversation.
One thing, yeah, me being straight white cis male, anything I say can be construed and it's offensive. So there's definitely that I don't want to say anything, but I want to ask the right questions, but I don't want to be afraid to ask anything that may...
offend people?
Yeah.
How do I
tread there?
That is the line that we've all been kind of... In the past X amount of years, it feels like that line has become very, very hard to get to. And even, you know, internally, some of the conversations that we've had on this show, we've been, you know, talked to people that were higher ranking than us, and they're like, nah, I don't like how that conversation went. But to me, life experience is, to me, is the most important thing. That's the gold, you know, like the people that you meet, the things that they teach you about life. And so
the memories you make with them.
Yeah. And so, you know, I feel like we can all learn from each other. You know, if we're all internally, if the baseline is that we're good people trying to just do good stuff, which I think for the most part, most people are, then it, I don't know, it's easy just to have a conversation. And I feel like I want you to be comfortable, because I know people have gone up in arms about some of the things that have come out of your mouth during this show, but you, I genuinely feel like, are just trying to get to know more about Felix. And things that you don't personally feel or haven't had experience with in life.
If you would, anybody that knows me for my entire life, I've been reading encyclopedias and I want to know, get to the bottom of everything, because learning and just exploring the universe and knowing as much as I can, because I realize the amount I don't know will far out exceed what I do know. I just want to just keep exploring that, because the more I learn, the more I love, the more I grow.
Right. And I feel like everybody is like that. You know, we all have our little niches, our little things that we like and we learn and we know a lot about. And then there's all these other things that we want to become exposed to just to kind of evolve as human beings. We got to make them laugh next somehow.
Yeah, we do.
We got to make them laugh.
Humor and comedy coming up next.
Yeah, it's The Buzz.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz. Jordan Silver and friends news on 96.5 The Buzz.
Chris, have you ever returned something to Amazon?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
They make the process super easy, but it's still kind of a pain in the butt. You get something that's wrong, and you're like, great, now I have to make an extra step. Well, now you can return anything from Amazon to Kohl's.
That's convenient.
But also, Monday and Tuesday going to be Amazon Prime Day.
Ooh.
We can get a lot of stuff real fast. But there's going to be a strike in the Amazon warehouse in Minnesota.
It's a push to improve pay and working conditions for the facility's heavily East African workforce. The striking workers will be joined by workers from Seattle pushing for Amazon to address its role in climate change.
I hear you have to pee in a trash can, but this is just what I read in the news. You don't get to take a break to go to the bathroom. What do you have for news?
More people saw the women's team win the World Cup than the men's final in 2018.
TV ratings were 20% higher than last year's men's World Cup, and that'll boost their argument for equal pay.
I say the women negotiate and get more pay than the men.
How about just equal? How about just equal?
So we now have soccer and men's soccer.
What?
Well, you know how there's always like there's basketball and then say women's basketball.
Oh yes, there
so
you go.
So now it's soccer and it's men's soccer.
A bat in Shawnee, as far as local news, has been tested and tested positive for rabies.
What?
Which is fatal. It can be prevented, but it's a fatal a fatal thing. I know that this isn't how it goes, but in my head, I kind of just picture the bat at their house not feeling that well. You know, I'm being like, all right, I'm going to go see the doctor. And then it flies into the doctor's office.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, hi, tell me about what you're feeling. And then they take a little blood test.
I've been foaming at the mouth and kind of, you know, staying up during the day. I'm feeling friendly towards humans.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bat, you have rabies.
Oh, damn it.
What else do you have?
An exotic-looking bird turned out to be a seagull covered in curry.
This picture's all over the place.
I love
bright
this.
Yellow.
Yeah, of course it would attract your attention being this exotic color, but it just decided to fly into a vat of yellow powder.
Ooh, that's my favorite kind of curry, too. That's bad. I'm feeling hungry, right?
Jordan Silver and friends on The Buzz.
See, air drumming.
Oh, I love it.
Air drumming. It's not like we all do it all the time. All the time. And it's been a minute since we've done a discovery of the day. Yeah, I heard one.
You have one today?
We have one today. And it's an air drumming song.
Oh, the best.
Look, I literally, like, I don't know how long the song is, like 3.5 minutes. If at some point, I feel like every single person listening to this song will start beating out the drum on their steering wheel.
I already love this song.
It's just... And it has the beat. I call this drum beat... When you do music, when you're in bands and stuff like that, it's so hard to describe things that you're mm-hmm. that you're talking about with the drums. I know drummers use the language like da 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 ka da 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 ka to separate the bass floor pedal from the snare. Mm-hmm. I call the drum beat in our discovery of the day, I call it the dancing in the dark beat.
Ooh,
Bruce Springsteen, okay. Dancing in the dark. And I'll explain that more right after The Verve.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Yeah, so it's hard to describe things, and unless you took the music school, mm-hmm. it's hard to know all the names for syncopations and stuff when it comes to the drums. So I refer to the drum beat in our Discovery of the Day song as the Dancing in the Dark beat.
Okay.
Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark. Like, mm-hmm. listen to this. So, it's not, with this song, it's not like you're nodding your head and hitting it when the snare hits. You're kind of swaying, right?
Mm-hmm.
You naturally sway when the beat is, right?
Yeah.
You're not going, dun, 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 dun. You're going, doo, doo. So.
Yeah, that's a swaying song.
Totally a swaying song. And so, I remember hearing on Tegan and Sarah's last album a song called Stop Desire. Same deal. You're swaying.
Mm-hmm.
Totally
a little
sway.
Harder sway, but still a sway.
Yes. So then our song that we're doing for the discovery of the band is called Mike Maines and the Branches out of Michigan. Same deal, except for they throw in the hi-hat, and so now it's a little less sway, but still the same beat.
Ooh.
Right?
Little, yeah.
It's just weird to see what your body naturally does to a drum beat.
Oh, you should, you should see me with the glass animals gooey.
I don't want to see you with the glass animals gooey. But so I've always felt like if you throw the quote dancing in the dark beat mm-hmm. on something, it's always going to be a hit. Such a good beat. If you can write a song around that, then you're good. So I dare anybody in the car to just not at least tap out this beat. By the time the song is done.
They're going to be doing it.
They have to be. So this band is called Mike Maines and the Branches. The song is called Live Forever. They're out of Michigan. So catchy. And for their band photo, there's a cat in there. So
I already love them.
I know. Here it is. Let us know what you think. 96500. Text us.
Once she finished an 18,000-piece puzzle in 40 days. Wow. Someone really needs a life. Jordan Silver and Friends.
That's our discovery of the day. Mike Maines and the Branches with Live Forever. Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. Got some texts in. People into it. Love it. Oh, yeah. That makes me want to do the dance from Charlie Brown. I looked that up. That's just like this kind of like foot hop thing. It sounds like Coldplay with Arctic Monkeys. I can hear that. Okay, you win. I don't know what we win, but... You know, dancing in the dark beat, and you can hear like the minute that they take the they stop playing the hi-hat, and it's just like ka, mm-hmm. ka. It's awesome. Falsetto in the chorus.
Love that.
Just easy to remember. So again, if you want to download that and listen to it again, Mike Maines and the Branches, Live Forever, as our discovery of the day.
One time she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex. Jordan Silver and Friends.
So the weather's kind of crappy right now.
Mm-hmm. We got some raindrops on the window.
I'll take that, though, because tomorrow the show at Providence is going to be so good.
Mm-hmm.
It's 311, Dirty Heads, and our buddies Bikini Trill. I think it's the Interrupters. Like, there's so many good bands mm-hmm. that are playing tomorrow. And we have a slew of tickets right here.
A slew.
Mm-hmm.
I like that word.
A bunch.
A slough.
A bunch of tickets. And so, trying to figure out how to give these out. I think we should play Hot Seat.
Ooh, seats warm. Hot. Yeah, let's do that.
I love you. What was that?
That was a hot seat.
That's good. Thanks for being there for me, buddy.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being there for me. So basically what we'll do, and we'll do it coming up after the commercials, I'll read a card, give you two answers. One would be your answer, one would mm-hmm. be my answer. And then you, as the Buzz family, have to pick whose answer went with who.
Oh, so fairly simple. 50-50 shot?
Yeah, 50-50 shot at 311 Dirty Heads Bikini Trail tickets for tomorrow.
Nice.
All right, we'll do it. Right now, the Dirty Heads, though, just to get you excited about the show tomorrow.
Jordan Silver and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
So the game is called Hot Seat, and the way that it works is I have a question, and both you and I answered it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have the Buzz family call in right now, 576-7965. We'll ask you the question that we both answered, and then ask you for one of our answers. If you get it right, you say, whose answer is this? We say, what's Jordan's answer to this? You get it right, you're going to Dirty Heads. You get it wrong, we'll move on. Are you ready for this game?
I'm so ready for this game.
This is just all about our personalities.
Yeah.
Questions like, what's my biggest pet peeve? What profession do I find the sexiest?
Ooh.
What did 10-year-old me want to be when I grew up?
Oh.
Which breed of dog would I be?
Oh.
What would I be doing with my life if money wasn't a problem?
Hmm.
The superlative that I got in my high school yearbook.
Yeah.
What's my safe word?
Yep.
And the most obscure thing that I have memorized.
Oop.
Okay, so you didn't really need to know any of that. We just answered those questions. And then we are going to ask you whose answer is whose. If you can get it right, then you're going to 311 and Dirty Heads tomorrow, where it's going to be nice outside and not look like it is right now. So give us a call right now, 576-7965. Let's play Hot Seat.
Jordan Silver and friends. She swears to God it's a back massager.
Hey, The Buzz. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. You want to play our game for 311 tickets?
I sure do.
Awesome. Okay, so the question is, what's my biggest pet peeve? We both answered this question. Answer number one is slow drivers in the fast lane. And answer number two was subwoofers in apartment buildings. Which of those answers was mine for 311 tickets? Was Jordan's answer? One or two?
Jordan, I'm going to go with you said the subwoofers.
That is correct. Yes, I hate that.
Yay!
What's your first name, my friend?
Hallie.
You just won 311 tickets. Congrats.
That is awesome. I call all the time and I never win.
I'm glad that you did this time. And we'll see you at the show tomorrow.
Awesome.
Thanks so
great.
Much.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, got another pair of tickets for 311 and Dirty Heads. If you want to go, give us a call right now and answer our hot seat question. 576-7965.
Let's see if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Hello, The Buzz. You want to play our hot seat game for 311 tickets?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So the question is, which breed of dog would I be? Chris and I both answered this question. Answer number one is a Great Dane, and answer number two is a giant poodle. Which answer is Chris's out of those two? One or two for 311 tickets?
Giant poodle.
No, damn it. Thank you for the call, though. Appreciate it. Hey, which breed of dog do you think Chris would be out of those two answers?
I'm going to go with giant poodle.
Oh, damn.
No.
Everybody thinks you're a poodle, right? Man. All right, I have another question for 311 and Dirty Heads tickets. Give us a call right now, 576-7965.
Her biggest turn on, estate sales. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Hey, The Buzz, you want to play hot seat with us for a chance at 311 tickets?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay, so the question is, what is my safe word? And so the two answers are, number one, pumpernickel, and number two, I love Casey Musgraves. Which answer of those, one or two, is mine, is Jordan's?
I love Casey Musgraves.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Good job, my friend. What's your first name?
Andrew.
Do you have a safe word, Andrew?
No, I never have a safe word.
Oh, damn. Wow. That's like walking around with, I don't know, your iPhone without a case. Do you have an iPhone?
I do have an iPhone.
Okay,
yeah.
There we go.
Who doesn't? Come on.
Right? Stacey Chris. Moody doesn't. And Chris. Damn straight.
I will be getting an iPhone very shortly.
See ya.
Bye. I like how nobody asks my why. Why my safe word term is I love Casey Musgraves. Okay, anyway. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's do another question.
Yeah, more tickets to give away.
We have more tickets, so we're going to get rid of news and just keep doing this. The question is, which profession do I find the sexiest?
Ooh.
Answer number one is graphic designer. Answer number two is museum curator. Who said museum curator as the sexiest profession? Was it Chris or me, Jordan? 576-7965.
No daddy issues here, but mommy issues like, whoa. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Hi, for tickets to 311 and Dirty Heads and Bikini Trail tomorrow, which profession do I find the sexiest? Graphic designer or museum curator? We're looking for Chris's answer. Which one was Chris's?
Chris's answer. Museum curator.
There we go! Yay! I feel bad. This game's kind of hard.
Yeah.
What's your name, my friend?
Becca.
All right, Becca, you are going to 311. Chris, what is it about a museum curator that's so sexy?
It's just the knowledge that they have and the possessions that they're in control of.
For me, graphic designer, I love fonts. Oh, my God. Oh,
I could talk fonts all day.
Me too. Sans serif, serif. But let's move on with more 311 tickets. If you would like to go, the hot seat question is, most obscure thing that I have memorized? The two answers are, one, the social comment by Miss Maida Gillespie in the movie A League of Their Own, or two, all of our presidents. What is the most obscure thing that I have memorized? We're looking for, let's go with Chris's answer again. 576-7965 for tickets to 311.
Why does it smell like a cat box in here? Oh, because it's Jordan Silver and friends.
So we just had a hot seat question that really touched something important to me, Chris.
What's that?
Well, the question was, what's the most obscure thing that I have memorized?
Mm-hmm.
And your answer was all of the presidents.
Mm-hmm.
We gave away 311 tickets for that. My answer was the social commentary by Miss Maida Gillespie on A League of, in the movie A League of Their Own.
Oh, yeah?
What's that movie that you have that you know every single word to? That you're annoying to watch the movie with because you just quote the whole thing?
Death Becomes Her.
That's right. And now, warning. Now that I've started talking about it, I have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a tick. Like, I need to get it out.
I want to see if you actually know this.
Are you kidding me? Yes. Careers in higher education are leading to the masculinization of women with enormously dangerous consequences to the home, the children, and our country. When our boys come home from war, what kind of girls will they be coming home to? And now, the most disgusting example of this sexual confusion, Mr. Walter Harvey of Harvey Bars is presenting us with women's baseball. Right here in Chicago, young girls plucked from their families are gathered at Harvey Field to see which one of them can be the most masculine. Mr. Harvey, like your candy bars, you're completely nuts. I know.
Oh, you had the tone, the inflection,
love that
you had
movie.
Everything.
I absolutely love that movie. Isn't it annoying when people do that during movies?
The most annoying.
I'm sorry. So, what do we have? Three pairs left? All right, anybody that sat through that, sat through me quoting the social commentary by Miss Maida Gillespie in the movie A League of Their Own. The first three callers score tickets. Our last three pair of tickets, 2, 3, 11, and Dirty Heads, 576-7965.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and friends. Codependency is our middle name.
Okay, so you know how you have those things in your life that you always have, and then so when you don't have them, you're kind of, you feel off?
Oh, for, yeah.
Okay.
What are those for you?
Sunglasses.
Oh. Yeah. I've been wearing regular glasses for so many years that I have to wear sunglasses over my glasses and look all weird.
No, that's okay. That's just, you know, how it goes with
yeah.
life. But, so, here's the thing. I feel like sunglasses, there's two levels of the two kind of people with sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Number one are the people that can take care and not lose or break a very nice pair.
Mm-hmm.
And number two are the people that do break and lose and harm a pair to the point where the only place that you should get your sunglasses is like QT.
Right.
You know, Quick Trip, like a gas station.
Yeah, which one are you, Jordan?
Number one.
You keep them forever?
I do. Well,
friend, you keep them forever.
I do. My friend lost them.
That's frustrating because I'm sure you had quality, exclusive, beautiful sunglasses that are probably hard to procure now.
Yes, yes, yes. Because I like sunglasses. I wear them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many pictures of me with it. There's this one pair that I really like, which you can only get in France.
Mm.
So I had to get it off of eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in my friend's. I asked my friend to put it in her fanny pack while mm-hmm. we were scooting. Mm-hmm. And then that was the last.
It just disappeared?
Just disappeared.
Mm.
And I retraced every single stab.
Mm.
And I couldn't find it. So I ordered some new ones.
Okay.
But I ordered, okay, here's the thing. I know you do a lot of shopping online, and I think you've sold some stuff online, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With an eBay listing, you have to accurately describe your things, right?
You do. That they're very particular that it's as described.
Right. Okay. So if something were to, if you were to buy something that said, brand new, condition, brand new, never used, unopened, and undamaged item. If that's what the condition is,
mm-hmm.
take a look at these glasses. Just put them on.
Right.
What? No.
Right.
No. These are not unused. Right. These are not brand new. These are no. No. These have been used.
The lenses are scratched.
Yeah. These are. Wow.
So I got a hold of the person and I was like, I'm really disappointed in the fact that I just received my brand new glasses labeled as brand new and there's scratches all over the lenses. And so there's two things that they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I really like the glasses.
I like this. I've got similar sunglasses that like this that I can't find at my home.
Really?
Yeah.
Those aren't it, I promise. Those are my scratchy ones from eBay.
These are not brand new.
Thank you. And so I told them that, and they're like, we have two options. Number one, you can return for a full refund. Or number two, you can keep the item, and I'll refund you $25. I paid $143 for those.
What?
$143.
No. You need
50%?
I mean, she needs to refund you at least $75.
Right. That's where I'm at with it, too. Have you ever bought something on eBay and it wasn't the way it was described?
I haven't, but my brother's an eBay seller.
My friend that lost my sunglasses just texted me, I did not lose your sunglasses. Well, where are they? Where are they? I can't function without my sunglasses, and I hate this stupid pair that I...
This new pair doesn't seem like you. They're not perfect. They need to be perfect. If you're going to spend that much money on glasses, you at least want the lenses clear for the
right.
first time you wear them.
Right. And they're like, oh, this must be a mistake. But don't worry. The $25, the actual lenses are completely fine. And people don't really care about stuff like that. And I'm like, you said brand new. Brand new means never worn.
Mm.
And you said never worn. It's not fair. Sorry. I just keep getting texts from the person that lost my sunglasses.
Are you going to send it back, get a full refund? You have to.
So hard to get these glasses. France. I found one pair in the United States of America in New York City. And dishonest.
Well, if I find mine, you're going to love them.
But this just means I have to wear my stupid sunglasses even longer. And I don't like my stupid sunglasses. I know these are first world problems.
Let's go get some sunglasses today.
Where?
Sunglasses?
I love the clip-on ones. I mean, look, the sun's starting to come out. Tomorrow we're going to Dirty Heads 311 Bikini
Trail.
You're going
to need a quality pair.
Right. I know these are first world problems.
And look, those just clip on?
They just clip on. That's what I love about
them.
I
still can't see the fact that it looks like a 7-year-old's worn them for a year.
I know! Lenses are scratched. Because I'll just have to wear my stupid sunglasses tomorrow to the show. Which I'm so excited for. So excited for. Bikini Trill.
I'm so excited to see them!
Finally.
Yes.
We've been playing their music for months and months and months, mm-hmm. And it's just going to be so good. They're so good live. They all played Red Rocks either yesterday or they're playing that venue tonight. And then making their way over here, which we looked at the weather. What was the humidity, like 40-something percent?
47% humidity, 91 degrees. It's going to be a little warm, but it should be beautiful.
Right. Just make sure to wear your sunscreen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you bring umbrellas?
What?
The heat.
You know,
block the sun. Of course, you're at a venue with music.
I'll kill you for that.
Are you?
No, in L.A., it never, ever, ever, ever rains.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used to see people walking around with umbrellas, and it was to shade themselves from the sun.
Aw. I hope they were the old black lacy ones.
Like the 1800s?
The only option.
No.
No?
They were like Pokemon ones. Ridiculous. Anyway, all right, we'll figure out this whole thing, and then so excited for the show tomorrow. We're all going to be there.
Yeah, we are.
Stacey Moody's going to be there.
My wife's going to be there.
My cousin's going to be there because my cat can't come. He's busy.
Or Blanche.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.